Hello, Luke. How are you doing? Well, hope you're well. I'm Giovanni from Naples in Italy. I'm 54 years old, so probably I'm one of the oldest lepers in the world. Well, I hope not. I hope there's someone older than me. Anyway, what I'd like to tell you is something that happened to me and to friends of mine many years ago, 30 years ago exactly. It was 1986, and on that year we decided to spend our holidays in Spain and to go there by car. Obviously, to reach Spain from Italy, you have to go through France. So, when we were there, when we were crossing France, we were on the motorway, and just in front of us, there was a camping van, and there was a lot of water coming out from this van. Not drops of water, but lots of water, liters and liters of water. So we thought that probably there was some problem, some with the van, some big trouble, and probably the driver of the van hadn't realized yet. So we decided to tell him. But the problem was that nobody of us could speak French. So we began to ask to ourselves, what is the French for water? How do they say the French to mean water? And then one of us remembered, well, it's eau, simply eau. Eau de toilette, eau de parfum. Oh, yes, you're right. Okay, let's tell him. So I speeded up, and when we were side by side, my friend Giancarlo, who was sitting near me, opened the window and put his head out of the window. I began to shout something like, "Oh, oh, oh, oh." Well, the Frenchman looked at him in a very strange way. He was wondering, probably, what is he saying? What does he want? And Giancarlo insisted, "Oh, oh, oh, oh." Well, it really seems that he was doing some animal call, you know. He really sounded like a monkey or a seal, perhaps. Then, after a few seconds, Giancarlo insisted, "Oh, oh, oh!" And at that point, the French driver, he got angry. He thought that we were making a fool of him. And so he showed us his middle finger. And he also shouted something that, French words that we could not understand, but probably not very polite words. So, that's it. What I like to say to all the lapses that perhaps will listen to this anecdote is, if you don't know a language, please don't try to use it. Don't try it, don't do it. Otherwise, you could easily be misunderstood. Okay, thank you for listening. Well, less than 5 minutes, that's okay. Thank you, everyone, and bye, 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 bye.